From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The U.S. is welcoming North Korea's decision to take steps toward abandoning its nuclear weapons program. At a briefing today, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice called it a breakthrough.
The six-party agreement reached in Beijing is an important initial step toward the goals of a denuclearized Korean peninsula and a more stable and secure Northeast Asia. This breakthrough step was the result of patient, creative, and tough diplomacy.
That diplomacy took place over 6 days of talks that just wrapped up in Beijing. And as NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports, the diplomatic road ahead appears long and uncertain.
At the end of the talks, China's chief negotiator, Wu Dawei, read an agreement describing a deal in two phases. First, North Korea shuts down its main nuclear plant, readmits international inspectors, and gets some energy aid. That should take 2 months. U.S. Chief Negotiator, Assistant Secretary of State Christopher Hill, said his aim was to get beyond the first phase.
We really want to keep this going. We don't want to lose momentum. We don't want anyone to think that these initial actions were an end in themselves, and the best way we can prove that they are just initial is to get on to the next set of actions.
In the next phase, Pyongyang is supposed to declare and disable all its nuclear weapons programs and then get even more energy aid. Michael Green is a security expert at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington and a former National Security Council official. He points out that there are no time limits on the second phase. And the U.S. says North Korea has a program to enrich bomb-grade uranium, which it won't admit to. This in addition to its plutonium program.
So the really key question is going to be, after this first 60-day period, do they produce a document, do they come clean about these other programs?
Or do they just stop after the first phase and continue their nuclear weapons programs? This is the dilemma. North Korea refuses to denuclearize all at once. But with a phase deal, there's no guarantee that Pyongyang will go to the next phase. Shen Jiru is an international relations expert at the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences, the main government think tank. He says today's agreement with its nuclear freeze and energy aid gives him a sense of deja vu. These were the contents of the 1994 agreed framework, he says. History is playing a joke on us. We've come full circle. That framework, constructed under the Clinton administration, fell apart after the initial nuclear freeze. The Bush administration has criticized the 94 framework for making too many concessions to Pyongyang. Today's deal has two major differences. One is that the North Koreans now have the bomb, and getting them to give it up could be tough. On the upside, though, the U.S. is now working with North Korea's neighbors. Again, Michael Green.
The achievement of this agreement was possible because China has, for the first time really in this process, put considerable pressure on North Korea.
China has backed United Nations sanctions on Pyongyang and cut its food and fuel aid. But perhaps more importantly, says scholar Shen Jiru, China has quietly signaled that its Cold War-era military alliance with North Korea is history. If North Korea and the U.S. get into a military clash over the nuclear issue, he says, China's government has never said it, but it's my understanding that China will not help North Korea fight the U.S. based on its 1961 friendship treaty. After North Korea's October nuclear test, China's ambassador to the United Nations, Wang Guangya, put it bluntly. He said, "Nobody's going to protect North Korea if it continues with its bad behavior." As China and the U.S. have learned, though, Pyongyang's reaction to diplomatic pressure can be highly unpredictable. It may force North Korea to reach for a compromise or convince it to make more atomic bombs. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.